Hi, I'm Tony Bates, and welcome to our gathering of light minds. Our guest today is spiritual visionary, channel, and renowned acting coach, Lisa Dalton. Lisa has given workshops in Russia, Europe, and throughout the United States. She is an award-winning actress, producer, and director. Today, we are here to learn more about a technique she calls spiritual gestures. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Tony.
Can you tell us what a spiritual gesture is?
Well, it's a large physical movement that expresses an intention or desire you want to achieve, an emotional state you feel inside, or a spiritual idea that you would want to embody. You can actually develop a spiritual gesture that is used in the same way as an affirmation. You might even call it a physical affirmation or a moving mantra.
So why would someone want to do this?
There's lots of good reasons. Number one, to heal themselves. Another reason, to anchor new belief systems more deeply, release old ones, identify unconscious negative energy patterns, raise the body's ability to hold higher vibrational energies, develop channeling abilities, and experience the positive potential. And it's great for actors, too, professionally. Plus, it's really fun.
So how does this work with other spiritual processes?
My suggestion is that spiritual gestures are something you might add rather than substitute. It's a way to support other growth, healing, and ascension processes.
How so?
Let's start with a little bit of physics. We understand all energy is in motion, and this is true of our whole being. When we're born, our potential range of motion is quite flexible and expansive. Then we begin to limit our movements to fit our personality patterns and to be able to sit up or walk, etc. By the time we're about 5 years old, we tend to settle into about 5 to 7% of our potential. The energies we use repeatedly affect how our bodies grow, our physical, etheric, emotional, and mental bodies. Later, if we learn new psychological and spiritual ideas, we are then able to hold higher vibrations in our mental and spiritual bodies. However, our physical bodies are still moving according to the old belief systems. Our bodies are not prepared to hold the higher vibrations of the new knowledge. So we can experience the frustration of knowing and wanting to change, but our body unconsciously sets us back.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, me too. So here's a cool way to deal with it. Spiritual gestures remind your body of its full potential, preparing it to hold the higher vibrations. It unifies the multidimensional layers of the human being. A spiritual gesture is done with a strong image from the mental body, a powerful emotion from the astral body, a dynamic passion from the heart, and a strong effort from the physical body.
So is this a set group of gestures like in yoga, or do we each have our own?
Actually, the answer to that is yes, we have both. Like yoga or Tai Chi, for example, there are universal balancing gestures one can do as a daily workout. There are also personal gestures that you can use for specific events, daily inspiration, to address certain issues, or as an overall expression of your most desired spiritual form.
Tell me how the individual finds their personal gesture.
Well, there are several ways to discover a personal gesture, and one of those ways leads us into how spiritual gestures complement your other studies. You can have a private consultation where we identify your goals, current studies, or activities, and develop the gestures with you. Or you can take a workshop to learn the ideas and then create your own. If you're interested in astrology, for example, each sign of the zodiac has its own gesture. The same would be true for each goddess or god archetype, for numerology, emotions,